Continue becoming the man or woman you were created to be. That's the truth. That's how you make it through this season of life. That's how you make it and are prepared for the next season in life, by becoming the person you were created to be. You are a conqueror. You're made for more. So live like it. Yo, 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 welcome back to Be Fit with Brian Pruitt. I'm your host. Man, I'm excited because, again, this community is all about being fit, getting and staying fit, both physically, mentally, and spiritually, all the above. You are more than your body. You're more than your mind. You are more than what you think. And therefore, you have a lot more you can give than what you're currently giving. You have a lot more to give than what you think. So don't limit yourself. Don't limit your impact. Don't limit your output by believing a lie. And I'll get into more of that in a little bit. But that is really what this podcast is about, this episode today. It's not a wisdom series. It's more of a reminder. I'm going to call it note to self, right? Because sometimes we have to speak. Sometimes we have to talk to ourselves. You know, I give advice to people. I coach guys. I coach my clients. I coach my coaches. I'm constantly talking and giving advice, which is maybe a bad thing. But the reality is, it's easy to give advice, but sometimes we don't receive it. And, you know, I can be giving advice and not taking it myself. So it's really important, you listening, if you're a coach, if you're a mentor, if you're a leader, if you are someone who people look up to, and newsflash, that's the truth. People are already doing that, whether you recognize it or not. Does that make sense? Do you believe that? Because that's the reality. People are looking up to you. People are watching you. They're watching how you do things, how you go about your business. They're watching how you take care of your body, your mental health, right? They're watching. And you're leading somebody, whether you know it, admit it, or recognize it or not. And even more important, not just here and now, but in the future, you're going to be leading more people. More people will be looking up to you as a leader. So you should do things, and you should make decisions, and you should show up for that person 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road, who has more responsibility, more leadership, more eyes, more exposure, more people looking up to you, and more people you can impact. That's a beautiful thing. That's awesome. You're going to impact more people, not just here and now, but in the future. So that should motivate you to take care of your body, mind, spirit, right? Your whole person. Because if one of those is out of whack, you're not going to be aligned, right? And I'll talk about alignment for a whole episode. But if you're not aligned, you're not as effective as you could be. So my whole mission with Be Fit and what I create, how I coach, the process I take my clients through, like the whole entire thing is trying to find alignment. Because if you can align with what's important, your priorities are matching up to your purpose, your habits are in reflection, or they reflect your goals, man, it is powerful what you will accomplish. It is powerful the waves you can make with that alignment. Fair enough? So, a note to self, man, you got to remember who you are. I'm reading this book called Becoming a King right now, and it is absolutely fire. Just the title is fire. You know, becoming a king. Do you see yourself as a king or a prince or someone who's becoming a king or a queen, you know, if you're a woman listening? Do you see yourself becoming the type of person that can handle a kingdom? Because a king without a kingdom is not a king at all. So, like, are you becoming the man who can take dominion, who can bring order from the chaos, who can love and serve and lead by example over the fields and the kingdoms and the gardens in your possession? If not, it's time to wake up, baby. It's time to wake up to that reality. Because you can keep asleep to it. You can stay sleeping to that your entire life. But part of the reason why you should become a king is because you were meant to be one. You were meant to be the person God created you to be. So I'm going to talk about the false and true self a little bit. I'm going to talk about how bad behaviors can, you know, it all goes back to identity. I'm going to give you a reminder of who you are. And I'm going to talk about, briefly to end this, not the daily increase, but the daily decrease. Fair enough? So I gave a voice memo. I shared it with my inner circle last week, and they needed to hear it. And so I wanted to share it with you on this podcast, because the book, it's especially hits home on this idea of we forgot who we are. We've forgotten who we really are because we're looking to other things and so many different voices to tell us who we are. And how many of you know, if you listen to every single voice that's speaking into your life, you will be one confused cat. you will be like, what the heck am I supposed to believe? Because my teacher tells me this, my coach says this, my boyfriend, girlfriend says this, my spouse says that, my family has said this, good or bad. And how many of us know, it's just, if you listen to every single voice, you could be very confused, and you will be. So you have to listen to the voice of truth in everything. Truth is the foundation. So you can't live in denial. You have to live in the truth. And dude, I'm just going to be quite frank, or like just bottom line, matter of fact, is life is not going to get easier for you. It's not going to get easier for me. And you might be like, well, that sucks. You know, that kind of, I wasn't expecting to hear that today. You know, I wanted to turn on Be Fit with Brian Pruitt to get some inspiration. You know, I want to be uplifted, right? But that's the truth. We can't live in denial. We can't just be positive vibes and good vibes without knowing what life is, the reality. You will go through trials. You will go through valleys. If you're on a mountaintop, man, praise God, good for you. Enjoy that. Look back on that in the future and say, man, that's going to give me motivation. That's going to give me inspiration. I'm going to see God's faithfulness in the mountaintops. But you will go through valleys. You will walk through loss and tragedy. And you will go through things that you think you cannot go through. And if you are, you know, if you're of the same mind as me, I know we can't go through it in our own strength, in our own power. We need God. We need help from the Almighty, the Divine, to walk us through that. But you are not meant to cower back. You're not meant to back down in the valleys, okay? You're an overcomer. You are a conqueror. You are someone who's made for more and built to last. You cannot forget that. So the good news is life's never going to get easier. You're going to be stretched. You're going to be challenged. You're going to be shaken. You're going to be, you know, forced to become more. That's what I'm trying to get at. And the idea is for you to become more of who you were created to be. So it's not going to get easier. You just become more, right? Life doesn't get less complicated, less stressful. You just become more courageous. You become more fit. You become more capable to handle everything life throws you. Because again, I preach it every single time I'm on this with this mic, is life is not happening to you. I don't care if you've been victimized in the past, or if you have gone through things and situations and experiences outside of your control. Most people have, and it's varying degrees of that. So it's not minimizing anybody's experience, but you're not meant to live in a victim mentality the rest of your life because of that. Okay, you are made for more. You're made to overcome. So life does not get easier or less busy or less stressful, less hectic. You just become more of the person God created you to be. Do you believe that? Because that's the reality. Real quick, the false self and the true self. I'm going to expand on this in another episode, but I really believe, I see it in clients, the people who are winning, you don't see it as much. The people who struggle are the people who live from a false self. They believe, they talk to themselves, and they affirm a false self about themselves, which means, yes, I'm a victim. I cannot do this. I don't have enough strength to do this. I'm not meant for greatness. I'm meant to settle. I'm meant for average. And they don't maybe explicitly say that or believe those exact words, but it's the underlining belief of their entire self-talk throughout the day, their entire mentality. And you have to break that, because here's what happens. When you believe the false self, when you are identifying with that false self, you then act it out. You develop behaviors and habits and decisions based on that false self. So then those bad, unhealthy habits, like drinking soda every day, watching loads of TV, scrolling on social media, watching porn, I mean, you name it, dude. Anything that's not giving you life, it's taking away from you. Any bad habit, that only reaffirms that false self. So then you're caught in that vicious cycle where you're like, dang, dude, well, maybe that is true. You know, I thought it was a false self, but maybe it is true because look at my actions and behaviors. So that's why we cannot just focus on habits and behaviors. Those things are great. We need to focus on those enough. But the identity crisis is the biggest. It's the foundation of your life. Everything you do and you don't do comes back to your identity, who you believe yourself to be. Do you think that's true? Do you believe it? Because I know it's true. I know it's 100% accurate. So you have to break the false self. You have to die to the false self. You have to eliminate the belief. You can't associate or you can't affirm it. You can't agree to the false self agreements or the things that the false self want to put forth and you say, hey, you have to believe this. You say, no, I disagree. I'm not living like that anymore. I'm not that person. And then from there, you start doing good habits, good decisions, and then motivation comes because of action, and that reaffirms your true self. So it's all about momentum. And do you see that all tying back to the identity, either false self or true self, right? Okay. Moving on to the second point, and I'll wrap up, is Bruce Lee once said, and I had a typo in my notes, I said Bruce Less, which is fitting because Bruce Lee once said, it's not about the daily increase, but the daily decrease. He said, hack away at the unessential. What does that mean? Well, look, it means everybody's trying to stuff one more thing or a positive habit or a positive mentality or decision or routine into their day. But guess what? We just established that your life is crazy busy. Your life is crazy stressful and you have a lot of things going on. Now, sometimes it doesn't always feel that way, but I think the best advice I can give you is what I give myself and my clients is hack away at the unessential. Man, what are you doing? Look at your day from a timestamp standpoint. What are you doing? Can you cut out an hour of something that's not actually helping you? It's not about adding 2 hours of working out to your already crazy week. It's about maybe eliminating the time that you sit watching television for 2 hours at night, right? I don't have time to work out. Well, what are we doing? You know, are you working from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m.? You go grab dinner and go to bed? Okay, well, you know, hey, maybe we can talk about getting outside and maybe slipping away for 10 minutes during the day. Is that fair enough? I mean, I don't know who is effective with work if they don't take small breaks like that midday and they're working from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., right? Josh Bodkin, my buddy here in the studio, so much wisdom from this dude, and we talk a lot about just life in general, but I wish we had a mic to record some of the stuff because the reality is we were talking about the American dream and how everybody, and he was in Italy these past 2 weeks. He's like, man, everybody out there is nice. Everybody out there is living a passionate life. They're just super genuine people, down to earth, salt of the earth. And then he goes, and then once you step foot into America, once you step foot back in North America, the United States, everybody is go, 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 go. Everybody is, man, get this, get that, get out of my way here. You know, you're not helping me remove yourself. Like, that's the mentality. We've idolized, he said this the other day, we've idolized ambition. We've idolized business to a point where we don't even like, we lose touch with reality because we're chasing this American dream. And trust me, the American dream is amazing. To become more and to achieve more and to build wealth and all that stuff is amazing. But anything good can become an idol, and anything good can honestly hurt us if we let it. So that's just a little side note there with culture and what we do in America, what we put on a pedestal is honestly money and career growth, right? If you're not doing that, are you successful? But we both know that there's more to life than money. I know plenty of people who have tons of money who aren't as happy as people with very minimal possessions and wealth. Side note, really cool quote. There's two ways to be rich in this life. One is to have what you want. The other is to want what you have. That's fire. I love that quote. So if you have what you want, you're rich. Rich in life, rich in love, rich in money. If you want what you have, even better, you know? Comparison is the thief of all joy. If you're looking to other people to be better than Joe Schmo, I have more money than Joe Schmo, I'm more successful, quote unquote, than Joe Schmo, you will not be truly rich in this life, okay? Here I go on a tangent again. I'm sorry, guys. But hack away at the unessential. Hack away at things that are not giving you life. Does that make sense? And so, man, I want to go to, I didn't write this verse down, but More Than Conquerors. I've been reading Romans 6 and 8, trying to memorize some of that scripture, and it's like insanely deep and rich. But here's the idea of what I try to give people. I want to remind you of your true self, because honestly, it's really easy to be the victim. It's really easy to cower back and be like, well, maybe I'm not capable of all this. Maybe I bit off more than I can chew. Maybe I'm not meant for greatness, meant to get fit, meant to get stronger. Maybe you don't think you deserve to be in great shape and to look good because you think it's evil. Like, I don't know, or you think it's not worth it, or whatever. Whatever the reason. Generally speaking, this verse speaks to so many things. Obviously, it speaks to who we are in Jesus, but Romans 8 says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. More than conquerors. You are not a victim. You are not meant to settle. You are not made for less than God's best. So stop settling. Stop doing that. Continue becoming the man or woman you were created to be. That's the truth. That's how you make it through this season of life. That's how you make it and are prepared for the next season in life, by becoming the person you were created to be. You are a conqueror. You're made for more. So live like it. Live from that place and believe that identity. Eliminate and disagree with anything else that you've been agreeing to for far too long. You could be in agreement to the false self for 20, 30 years. But it's time to break that belief system. It's time to break that identity and live from your true self. Okay, that is the episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. If you like this, share it. Share it with somebody who needs to hear this. DM me on Instagram. Tell me what you thought about it, and then maybe what you'd like to hear from me moving forward. But as always, guys, I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for knowing you're meant for more. Thank you for showing up for the people around you. Okay? So continue being fit. Remember who you are and keep freaking showing up. Get 1% better and stay physically, mentally, and spiritually fit. All right. Talk soon. Love you guys.